Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter. Joining us today is Robert Myers, CEO of Casey's General Stores. And the company trades on NASDAQ, and the ticker symbol is CASY. Thanks for joining us today there, Robert.
Well, thank you very much, Juan.
Great. Anytime. Now, get into it by talking to us about what were some of the reasons why your earnings increased by over 50%.
Well, there were several things that went into adding up to this record first quarter that we had, not the least of which was very strong gasoline margins. But in addition to that was improvement in margins across our other two segments, business segments, as well as increased same-store sales in all categories. And you couple that with a significant decline in operating expense, and all of these things added together and added up to this record first quarter.
Great. And so the company has nearly 1,500 Casey's General Stores in operations, which operates through three different or four different subsidiaries, primarily in the Midwest. So can you talk to us about some of your main products and where we may be able to find them?
Well, yes, of course. I mean, we're the traditional C-store chain. However, we are known for a proprietary prepared food program, most of which is focused on made-to-order pizza. We have what we think is the best pizza in the country. And so we have our proprietary prepared food program as well as all of the other traditional items in a C-store. But what drives that is gasoline. And we remain competitive in our respective Midwestern market areas, and this is what draws people into our stores.
So, yeah, can you talk about some of those, some of the trends as far as the market trends involving gas and, I guess, you know, now travel and how well positioned, you know, the company is to capitalize on some of those trends?
That's an excellent question. And if you know the gasoline markets, you'll know that the volatility in the gasoline markets over the course of the last, certainly the last 2 years, has been the most volatile that any of us have ever seen. Where a year ago gasoline was in that 350 to 370 range, and now it's back down into that 230, 240 range. There's been huge fluctuation in the gas markets in our nine-state operating area, but across the country as well. You know, crude oil reached a price of $150 a barrel. It's down around that $70 a barrel mark today. And because of those things, beyond any of us, our retailers, fellow retailers, beyond our control, this has been a very trying time for us to manage that particular segment of our business.
Certainly. So can you talk about some of the other challenges that the company faces and what are some of your specific strategies for overcoming them?
Well, obviously, gasoline will remain our primary concern, our primary focus. We will continue our very disciplined, conservative approach to new store growth, but we'll additionally concentrate internally on the improvement of existing stores, either replacing those stores or remodeling those stores and incorporating what we think are necessary changes that our particular markets are demanding. And I think that you're seeing the proof of that in the numbers that we're posting.
Certainly. And so what else would you say, Robert, what are some of the factors that differentiates Casey's General Stores from some of the other players in your sector?
Well, we operate, 70% of our stores are in communities of 5,000 or less. I mean, that's significantly different than many of our C-store operators. Many of our fellow competitors would not approach communities that we operate in. However, we think those are bread and butter communities for us. Even though we like the larger metro locations, we like those smaller rural locations as well. That, coupled with our prepared food program, really differentiates us from the rest. And we have our own distribution operation. We own all of our stores. We own our own fleet of trucks and equipment. And we have a 200,000 square foot distribution center that we distribute from to all of our stores.
Good. And then in terms of the company's growth, since the recent success, would you look to grow organically this year, or would you still look for more?
We express our growth as a percentage, and I'm talking about store count, that we intend to grow 4%. We would like to grow through acquisitions. But that market's pretty tough for us right now, where seller expectations and what we're willing to pay, there's a separation there. We do see that improving. But if we can't grow that way, then we're going to grow through new store construction, and which we are doing. And with our new store design, it's proven to be a very good decision on our part.
Great. So the goal is to increase the store count by 4%.
Yeah, but don't forget, we're growing sales and same store sales in a variety of ways. Not the least of which is the replacement of 20 plus stores a year, plus a significant number of remodels, major remodels every year, and all of those things add up to significantly increasing sales.
Sure, and. Perhaps you could walk us through your background and experience, Robert, as well as that of some of the key management team.
Yes. Well, I've been with the company now for almost 21 years. We have three senior executives in addition to myself. Bill Waljastrow, who is here with me now, is the chief financial officer of the company, who has 20 years of experience. Terry Hanley is our chief operating officer, with 27 years of experience, and he came up through the ranks, so to speak. He is an excellent operator of our stores. Then we have Sam Bielmeyer, who's our Senior Vice President of Logistics and Acquisitions, who has an extensive background in the management of our vehicle fleet as well as all of our other logistical operations. And within the last year and a half, has assumed the responsibilities for acquisitions, store development, and construction, et cetera. So we got a real solid team, senior management. Prior to my work here with Casey's, I was in the Army for 22 years. From that, brought some organizational, some operational experience, as well as disciplined. I think you see all of that reflected in all of our operations.
Well, great. And so, what specific goals and milestones does the team hope to accomplish over the course of this year?
I'll give an example, and let me start with a five-year outlook. We look out 5 years. We come up with modest goals and objectives, translate that into projected earnings per share, and our goal is to each year to increase year-on-year our earnings per share, as well as providing a reasonable return on all of our invested capital. And that's what drives the five-year plan. But more importantly, that's what drives our one-year plan.
Great. And in terms of investors, do you believe that investors understand the general direction and story and message of the company?
I certainly think they do. I mean, if you look to us for growth, our growth will be modest. But if you look at us in the value of the company, our self-discipline, our performance in terms of earnings per share growth each year for the last several years, the dividend we pay, I think all of those things add up to a strong, valued Midwestern company.
Well, good. And once again, joining us today is Robert Myers, CEO of Casey's General Stores, which trades on NASDAQ under the ticker symbol CASY, currently trading at $30.40 a share. And so before we conclude, Robert, just to kind of rehash everything, what are some of the key reasons why investors should consider Casey's General Stores as a good long-term investment opportunity?
Well, we, again, are a very well-managed, conservative, value-driven company.
Well, great. And we certainly do look forward to continuing to track the company's growth as well as report on your upcoming progress. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to update our investors today.
Thanks, Juan.